And we give you all the glory this morning. You are God from beginning to the end. There's no one like you. Your name be magnified. Have your way, Lord, in our midst. And thank you because we will not leave the same way we came. Thank you for expectations are met. And as a manifestation indeed in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. I hope you are happy to be here. But before I start, I just want to say something very quickly. This nose mask, okay, they are yours. Should please take it home when you are going. Protocol department has complained. They find nose masks in the pockets behind these chairs. I know this is your father's house, Abby. Please take your gala wraps home when you are going, because we find packets of gala. So that means you are eating during service. So we find gala wraps, we find sweet wraps. Please don't worry, there's no problem. Just take them home when you are going, especially your nose mask. It's not for us. So whatever is behind your nose, carry it. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Thank you. Hey, while we were worshiping God, it was dropping words in my heart for people. I couldn't go and tell them at that point in time. All eyes closed. And all heads bowed. I need you to give me a song. The Spirit of God is here. Hallelujah. At the center of it all is you that I see. Please close your eyes. Is you, everyone worshiping God.
Miracles happening in your name.
Magnify your name. You are worthy to be praised. We give you all the glory. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Amen. The Lord is not done. Keep your attention and focus on Him. Hallelujah. He's here even to meet us. Everyone. Hallelujah. Praise God. All right. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. It shall be a performance of these words in Jesus' name. I'm going to, this morning we're looking at favor and grace. Amen. You know, when Mr. Sajid was talking about Running Man, I remember we used to dance typewriter. Did you dance typewriter? Did you dance typewriter? Do you know who danced typewriter? You don't know. You don't know. You know. Do you know who danced typewriter? Do you know who sang we need to pray just to make it a day? Hallelujah. Amen. When we were growing up, we wanted to do everything that we saw around us. We wanted everything to work. We just wanted to flow with times, you know. If you know what it took me to learn how to shuffle. I tried. It took me almost the whole session, a whole year, to learn how to shuffle. And then shuffle. I can shuffle. Even in my dreams, I can shuffle. Hallelujah. And that tells me something about practice. Your desire, your aim to do something. The other day, we were watching a video, a short clip of a footballer. He was in the studio, and then he turned around and shot the ball, and he hit a can on the tire. He was backing it, and then he turned around and he shot it, and he got the can. A good aim at that. There's nothing you cannot do, if only you put your mind to it. And don't forget where you stand. You stand with a God that does not understand that something is impossible. In His dictionary, there's no impossibility. Hallelujah. All we need is grace from Him. Amen. And I cannot do it. You are not stretching that which you have. Hallelujah. In the story of Esther, we'll go to Esther chapter 2. The book of Esther starts with the fact that the king was drunk, and then he asked for his beautiful wife or queen, Vashti, to come, and then she refused him. Esther chapter 2 takes that after this from verse 1. He says that after these things, when the wrath of King Ahasuerus was pacified, after these things, when the wrath of King Ahasuerus subsided, he remembered Vashti, what she had done, and what had been decreed against her. Then the king's servants who attended him said, "Let beautiful young virgins be sought for you, for the king, and let the king appoint officers in all the provinces of his kingdom, that they may gather all the beautiful young virgins to Shushan, the citadel, into the women's quarters, under the custody of Agai, the king's eunuch, custodian of the women, and let beauty preparations be given them. Then let the young woman who pleases the king be queen instead of Vashti." Then they said, "This pleased the king." This pleased the king, and he did so. In verse 5, in Shushan, the citadel, there was a certain Jew whose name was Mordecai, the son of Jer, the son of Shimei, the son of Kish, a Benjamite. Kish had been carried away from Jerusalem with the captives who had been captured with Jeconiah, the king of Judah, whom Nebuchadnezzar, the king of Babylon, had carried away. And Mordecai had brought up Hadassah, that is, Esther, his uncle's daughter, for she had neither father nor mother. The young woman was lovely and beautiful. When her father and mother died, Mordecai took her as his own daughter. So it was, when the king's command and decree was heard, and when young women were gathered at Susan the citadel under the custody of Agai, that Esther also was taken to the king's palace, into the care of Agai, the custodian of women. Now the young woman pleased him, and she obtained his favor. So he readily gave beauty preparations to her, besides her allowance. Then seven choice maidservants were provided for her from the king's palace, and he moved her and her maidservants to the best place in the house of the woman. Esther had not revealed her people or family, for Mordecai had charged her not to reveal it. And every day Mordecai paced in front of the court of the women's quarters to learn of Esther's welfare and what was happening to her. Amen. Hallelujah. So the Bible very methodical, and it gives us the genesis of all this from the beginning to the point where it says that this was someone that's not of that, is not the native of that land, and it says that she was taken into the king's palace, and then she so pleased him, she obtained favor from him. Okay, and he so readily gave beauty preparations to her besides her allowance. Amen. Hallelujah. So she did not come from a background that was unknown. Hallelujah. Amen. She came from a background of captives. That's why he said that he's from Er, and then he gave us the lineage of Mordecai and then how Mordecai brought her up. So he had no tie to the throne, no tie to that particular kingdom. But he said that she found favor in the eyes of the custodian of the women. And he gave her, apart from the regular preparations they would give to everybody, he gave her more. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In Luke chapter 2, verse 52. It says, Luke chapter 2, verse 52, it says, "And Jesus increased in wisdom and stature and in favor with God and men." Hallelujah. So just in case you were like, a guy, the custodian of women, is just a man. So it's just ordinary for you to find favor with men. It says, the boy Jesus, he grew in favor, first with God and then with men. Hallelujah. So you cannot take away the place of God in the fact that you find favor anywhere you go. It says, the boy Jesus, he grew in wisdom and stature and in favor with God and men. Hallelujah. God's favor will locate you. I thought I would hear amen. You want me to, when I was growing up, when we go to church on Sunday and we all refuse to say amen, the holy will say, Beshami Adra, Bel Shami Adra, Omo Gorungbo, Wama Shami Funyi. That means whether you say amen or not. It says the heavenly host, they are hearing, they will say amen on your behalf. It's a lie. They won't say any amen. If you don't say it, that's a whole wala. Because if you don't say it, that means you're not receiving it. So when something strikes you, you are going to respond. Abi, if I slap you now, will you not respond? Kenny will run away. Hallelujah. But that's so when we hear these things, don't say it's talking. Okay? It's profound and it's important. I'm not speaking on my own volition this morning. It's just God that is speaking. Hallelujah. So don't look at the vessel. Take your mind off me. Take your mind off this mic and focus on your inside, on everything that you will hear this morning. Amen. Because they are not the words of men. They are the words of God. And his word will not return to him void. It will accomplish everything that it was set for to accomplish. And favor will find you and locate you this week in Jesus' name. You know, God's favor and grace will call you forth. Amen. You know what that means? When his favor and his grace locates you, it will bring you out. It will call you forth. Remember the story of David, that he was not where everybody was when Samuel came to anoint. God told him, go to the house of Jesse. Hallelujah. And then everybody stood. Everybody that looked like they are a king. Amen. Everybody. They came. And some were like, this one looks like the one. Like, no. I've not chosen him. And then he will go again. And then he will go again. And I say, so for Samuel, he understood that God did not make a mistake. God sent me here. And he told me categorically and very clearly that there is a king for him there. So when he had gone all through, I'm like, are you sure that this is everybody? It was the grace and favor of God upon David's life. If Samuel had missed it, it would have been wala now. He would just say, no. He probably wouldn't have even asked that. But he knew that God doesn't make a mistake. Amen. Hallelujah. So get it in your mind that once God speaks to you, and you think that you are not seeing a manifestation on it, he has not made a mistake. Ask yourself the same question that Samuel asked himself. He's like, he said to the owner of the house, are you sure this is everybody? Is there someone? There's one that we left in obscurity, in quotes. See, there's a lot of competition out there, okay, for all the skills that we all have. So, if you say you know how to drive, there are 1,001 drivers. Abi, if you say you know how to make hair, in fact, 1,000 is too small, even in this neighborhood. You know, sometimes when I drive around, I see that this shop is selling the same thing as the next shop. And I'm like, how many people will come and buy biscuits in one day? Because everybody sells biscuits and everybody will have a livelihood. But you know that people will go to a particular shop, but everybody will make a profit. But somebody declares more than the others. Abi? Hallelujah. So there's a lot of competition. So what you should be looking forth is that grace and favor upon you that will call you forth. That's what I'm saying. Hallelujah. God bless you, said man. Amen. It will call you forth. It will set you apart from the rest. Amen. And so shall it be. I see doors opening. Hallelujah. And that's why I'm repeating it. I see doors opening. And in no small manner or measure. And that grace will announce you. So, Samuel And then they went to bring David. And what drew God to David, the Bible says, is a man after my heart. Now, David was not after God's heart because of a presence or because of a reward. He had an understanding that he cannot do anything without him. So whatever he was taught as he was growing up, he taught himself more. Okay? And his focus was on God. Hallelujah. 1 Samuel chapter 16. I read from verse 1. It says, now the Lord said to Samuel, how long will you mourn for Saul, seeing I have rejected him reign over Israel? Fill your horn with oil and go. I am sending you to Jesse the Bethlehemite, for I have provided myself a king among his sons. And Samuel said, how can I go? If Saul is, he will kill me. But the Lord said, take an ephah with you and say, I have come to sacrifice to the Lord. Then invite Jesse to the sacrifice and I will show you what you shall do. You shall anoint for me the one I name to you. So Samuel did what the Lord said and went to Bethlehem. And the elders of the town trembled at his coming and said, do you come peaceably? And he said, peaceably I come to sacrifice to the Lord. Sanctify yourselves and come to me to the sacrifice. Then he consecrated Jesse and his sons and invited them to the sacrifice. So it's what when they came that he looked at Eliab and said, surely the Lord anointed him before him. But the Lord said to Samuel, do not look at his appearance or at his physical stature, because I have refused him. For the Lord does not see as man sees. For man looks at the outward appearance, but the Lord looks at the heart. So Jesse called Abinadab and made him pass before Samuel. And he said, neither has the Lord chosen this one. Then Jesse made Shammah pass, and he said, neither has the Lord chosen this one. Thus Jesse made 7 of his sons pass before Samuel. And Samuel said to Jesse, the Lord has not chosen this. And Samuel said to Jesse, are all the young men here? Then he said, there remains the youngest, and there he is keeping the sheep. And Samuel said to Jesse, send and bring him, for we will not sit down till he comes here. God will stop all processes for you. Until you get to the scene, no decision will be made. Hallelujah. He said, go to the house of Jesse and you will anoint the one that I will name for you. Hallelujah. So be like Samuel and be like David. Samuel got the instruction correct. He said, the one I will name is the one you will anoint. Don't be in a hurry to help God. Follow his instructions and you will arrive at where we are to arrive. Hallelujah. If Samuel had missed it, then he would have delayed a lot of things. But the men of God are supposed to listen to instruction and follow it. Okay? So he said, and Samuel said to Jesse, send and bring him, for we will not sit down till he comes. So he sent and brought him in. Now he was ruddy with bright eyes and good looking. And the Lord said, arise, anoint him, for this is the one. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God said to Samuel, you will anoint the one I will name. In this verse, the Bible says, in verse 12, it says, so he sent and brought him. Now he was ruddy with bright eyes and good looking. And the Lord said, arise, anoint him, for this is the one. Amen. So from the beginning, God had set out how he was going to do it. And God himself remained faithful to his instruction and to his word. Because when he saw David, he told Samuel, go to that house. I am going to name the one you will anoint. And so when David was brought in, okay? So along the line, Samuel was asking, is this one, this is one? When David came, Samuel did not need to ask. Hallelujah. God himself spoke and said, this is him. arise and anoint him. Hallelujah. When you step forth this week, the Lord himself will announce you to the people that you are going to stand before. And they will say, we don't know why. We just want to bless you. Receive it. We just want to bless you. This is not 419. This is not being lazy. But remember what the Bible says about David. He said he's a man after God's heart. So God's favor and his grace will pull you, and he will announce you in Jesus' name. Let's go back to the story of Esther. So Esther was there and she was enjoying seven more rations than everyone. Okay? And then she had seven choice maid servants that were provided for the king's palace. And of course, she did not tell anyone who she was. And then eventually, she was in verse 15. So Esther chapter 2, verse 15. It says, when the turn came for Esther, the daughter of Abihail, the uncle of Mordecai, who had taken her as his own daughter to go into the king. I mean, there's also something to learn about Mordecai's life. You know, sometimes people die and say they don't have father, they don't have mother. And then even the uncles, they are like the biggest enemies. Now, this was Mordecai, taking care of his uncle, of his niece. A man with a good heart. So you take that one. I don't know who that one is for. In case you are maltreating your niece. I say, maybe the father and the mother has died. I can't do anything. No. Learn from that. Hallelujah. Okay. So, to go into the king, she requested nothing but what Haggai, the king's eunuch, the custodian of the women, advised. And Esther obtained favor in the sight of all who saw her. Hallelujah. So Esther was taken to King Ahasuerus into his royal palace. So even it means that even all the contestants, okay, everybody that was present would have looked at Esther and been like, no, no, this is fantastic. Amen. Hallelujah. All because of favor of God and the favor of man. Amen. I've told you before, where I was in a sea of people, I think we were about 300, 400. And I looked at everyone, I'm like, ah. And there were only five seats for you to vote for. And we're so many. And all that I could remember was that song we used to sing there, Beni Yon Shekpoto. Hallelujah. So that means that I'm not a very good student. As numerous as the people are on the surface of the earth, that the Lord remembers me. So I looked at everything. I'm like, how is it going to happen? But God had gone ahead. Amen. And so by the time I was sitting down there and I was answering those questions, God had completed everything he would complete because he had gone ahead. Favor with God is very important. And favor with man follows. See, if you know everybody in this life, and I know this person, it takes favor before that person for him to do what he wants him to do for you. So it's not everybody that you know that will respond to whatever you give them, any request you have. But it takes God and say if I can find somebody that knows this person, I'll be able to do it. No, find the God that knows everybody. Find the God that has the heart of kings in his hands, that can turn it as he wills. Hallelujah. So having done all things, okay, you rely and rest on him. Amen. So he said in verse 17, the king loved Esther more than all the women. She obtained grace and favor in his sight more than all the virgins. So he set the royal crown upon her head and made her queen instead of Vashti. Hallelujah. Amen. So the king had one mission. He wanted to marry a virgin. But he just wanted one. And he has to take that. One must be striking out of the whole lot. Amen. In Esther chapter 5, let me do chapter 4. So when Haman had convinced the king to finish off the old Jewish line, in Esther chapter 4 verse 15, so Mordecai went to the gates of the palace, and then he got the attention of the queen, but she couldn't come out. Then he kept sending the king, the palace servant to him. Then Esther, in verse 15, says, Esther told them to reply to Mordecai, "Go gather all the Jews who are present in Susan and fast for me. Neither eat nor drink for 3 days, night or day. My maids and I will likewise fast. And so I will go to the king, which is against the law. And if I perish, I perish." So Mordecai went his way and did according to all that Esther commanded him. Now, this was the queen. She had everything at her disposal. Yet she did not forget her roots. Amen. She did not forget her roots. She did not also forget that where she was, there are rules. Hallelujah. So she did not forget her roots. So that means that even though she was in the palace as a queen, she was living her life the way she was living it, even because she got to the palace. Otherwise, she wouldn't put up, like I said, fast and pray. I mean, that's the lifestyle of the Jews. She wouldn't have said, fast for me, likewise myself and my servants. So that means she was in there. She also was influencing her servants to live that way. Hallelujah. When grace and favor finds you, do not forget where you're coming from. It's very important. People get little success and they forget their very roots. Amen. See, if you continue in the way of the Lord persistently and consistently, faithfully, the lines will fall in pleasant places for you. Say amen. Amen. Are you sleeping? You know what it means that the lines will fall in pleasant places for you? So if I have this parcel of land, for instance, okay, and then they say there are three of us in the family. We must divide this land. We must divide it. We have to divide it. We are three. And then they know that the land, this part is fertile. That one is not fertile. And then they divide and give you the one that is not fertile. That line that they have given for you, that boundary. Eh? The Bible says that it causes the lines to fall in pleasant places. To them, it's not fertile. When you begin to dig and you begin to find gold, they will leave it's just like Nigeria that has left agriculture for oil. Abi? They begin to wonder because that's what they can see. But God sees underneath. So when people begin to say, because of you, yeah, no, let us give him this one. Don't worry, take it. His favor and his grace will cause those lines, those boundaries, to bring forth that which will help you. So when things begin to happen for you, hallelujah, when things begin to happen, that's why I'm reading this part for you, that Esther, he said, don't worry, I will go. But you and the rest of the Jewish people, fast, neither eat for morning or night for 3 days. I myself and my maidservant will do the same. What brings you to the limelight is what will sustain you there. Amen. Hallelujah. But because we are the children of light, what gives you life is what is sustaining your life right now. You see, the Bible said in the beginning, he breathed upon Adam or the mold, and he became a living soul.
And then he sent forth Christ. The word. In John chapter 1. And he sent forth Christ. He said that, and that word, he became the light of men. So what brings life to you is what is going to sustain you. So the habits that you cultivate now in him is what will sustain you when you get to limelight. Amen. That's why some people fall when they're in limelight. Don't say, some people have been there and then they fail. No, that's not what you are looking at. Because those ones, you don't know how they got there. Whatever is not of God is not sustained. Hallelujah. Amen. So when your success is of God, it is sustained. Hallelujah. But you have a part to play in that sustenance. You do not forget your roots. Hallelujah. Amen. So she said that I will likewise. So Mordecai went his way and did according to what she commanded. And then in verse chapter 5, he said, on the third day that Esther put on her royal robes and stood in the inner courts of the palace, across from the king's house, while the king sat on his royal throne in the royal house facing the entrance of the house. So it was when the king saw Queen Esther standing in the court that she found favor in his sight. And the king held out to Esther the golden scepter that was in his hand. Then Esther went near and touched it, the top of the scepter. And the king said to her, what do you wish, Queen Esther? What is your request? It shall be given to you up to half of the kingdom. Hallelujah. Amen. I don't know why those kings always make those pronouncements. You don't even know what she wants to ask for. But he said, you know what? I'll give you up to half of the kingdom. That's the kind of favor she found. So if she had taken her gaze off the crux of the matter. So what was the cocoa? The cocoa was to ensure that the Jews were not killed. Right? If she had been carried away and said, he has given me half of the kingdom. Let me first of all take half of the kingdom. Then there would have been a problem. He probably would have sealed it over and said, you have asked for the half of the kingdom. There's nothing else anymore. Hallelujah. But I still wonder why kings do that. And they say, that's the same way Herod said, ask for me, I will give you anything. And then his daughter asked for the death of John the Baptist. Amen. I guess they don't read history very well. And be like, just ask of me. If I can do it, I'll tell you. Because they are ensnared by their words. Hallelujah. Amen. So, she found favor. Now, she did not rely on the fact that when he was going to choose among all the virgins, she found favor before him. Okay? So she did not say, I'm going to go to the king. I found favor. And I'll continually find favor. Hallelujah. She did not take it for granted. Now the favor that she had then is that same favor that is propelling her now. She knew that she had to go back and be sure that when she comes before him, she will find the same favor. Amen. Don't take for granted the things that God does for you and the things that he will do for you. Don't say, I know him. Okay? I know everything about God. I have prayed. So if he told me to do this now, then I'm going to continue in this manner in the next thing I'm doing. No, at every point in time, you need to find out what he wants you to do and stay in line with what God will have you do. Amen. So what he fasted and prayed for was to find favor and to get the king's audience. Hallelujah. She did not say, I'm the queen of queens. Okay? I'm the fairest of them all. So if I come before him, he must stretch forth his scepter. What am I saying? Your walk with God is a continual thing, a consistent thing that you must work out on a daily basis. The favor and the grace abounds truly, but do not take it for granted. Hallelujah. And when favor does truly find you and sets you apart by his grace, hallelujah, do not stay there and become contented. Okay? And be like, it's not contented, it's conceited. So that you just take everything else for granted and be like, I've done it, I found it, I don't need it anymore. It's the Lord that will sustain you.
He will find you. He will bring you to where you want to be. Hallelujah. And even beyond. And then he himself will sustain you. No man prevails by the arm of flesh. Amen. Hallelujah. So don't, if you are wondering, the year is about to end. All these things that we'll be praying for, even you say, I'm about to, you know, some people, I was in a meeting on Friday. I kept hearing, I'm going to be 50. I need to do this. I need to do that. And that time I was 40. So I said, come, please, what is this issue with the fact that you are going to be 50? So he says, I have a target. You are going to be 50. Let God set those targets for you. Hallelujah. I'm not saying you don't have a vision, though. He says, write the vision and make it plain. I also have another one. He had a target. He said before he's 40, he wants to retire. So when he got into trouble, I understood why he got into trouble. Because he had a target before he's 40. So he was doing everything possible to gather everything to himself so that by the time he's 40, he will say that he has achieved. He says, make the vision plain. Write it. Make it plain. And then run with it. Though it tarry, wait for it. It will not delay. Hallelujah. So I'm not saying you don't have a vision, but I'm saying that when God is putting a caution, please be attentive and be observant. Amen. Hallelujah. So when you think that finally, yes, I'm here, that's just the beginning of the journey. Mordecai told Esther that perhaps it's for this period that you are queen. So don't let it get into your head that you are queen. See, because at the end of it all, when they eventually find out that you are a Jew, don't think that you'll be spared. So perhaps it's for this period that you are a queen. So whatever you find yourself doing, and you suddenly come, in quotes, to limelight, don't forget, man's success is not God's success. Man's definition of success is not God's definition of success. Hallelujah. Amen. But when you walk and follow his steps, then you'll be in sync, and then your definitions will be the same. But when you eventually get there, where you want to go, there's always a higher level. Hallelujah. Amen. But stay with God and stay with the plans of God. Amen. Hallelujah. Please, let's rise on our feet. God's favor will provide the blessings of distinction. His favor will provide the blessings of protection. His favor will provide the blessings of provision. And his favor will provide the blessings of sustenance. Let's talk to him this morning. I guess I'm a new generation being. I found the grace of God. Thank him that you stay in the place of grace, so that when he comes forth looking for you, that grace will continually find you. In Luke chapter 1, verse 26, the Bible records the angel greeting Mary. He said, "Greetings, O favored one, the Lord is with you." Let it be that when they come looking for you, heavenly hosts, they were able to say, "Oh, favored one." And thank you that it sets you apart. And when it sets you apart, you will continually remember and be like, "The Lord is with me." Father, we give you all the praise and glory. Thank you for your people. Thank you for your word. Thank you because it stirs us something on the inside of us. Thank you, Lord, because we never will forget our roots in you, Lord. And thank you because indeed you refer to us as a favored one. So shall it be all the days of our lives. We'll walk and follow your steps for our life in Jesus' name. We give you all the praise, Father. In Jesus' name we pray.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.